Well, good afternoon, everyone. I trust that you're having a great day in Christ. Also, trusting that you have discovered the wonders of abiding in Him in the most hectic kind of times and seasons. When I think about Christmas, I think about union with God. Now, it's not just that, well, Chuck, that's what you think about all the time, which is true, because that's the gospel. But I think about it because God's solution for our fallenness was to become one of us, to clothe Himself in our humanity, and to bring us back into union with Him. That which had been forfeited in Adam is now restored in Christ. So I want you to hear these verses, these classic incarnational verses from John chapter 1, and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you, because He's the one who leads us into all truth. He's the one who takes the things of Christ and reveals them to us, discloses them to us. This is John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And so the deity of Christ is made very clear here. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. Now listen to what this word, this is the way it's written in my New American Standard, which I believe is the most accurate version, but this is what it's written. In Him, Jesus, was life, and the life was the light of men. But that's not the grammar here. The grammar that in the original language that this was written in says this: in Him is life, and the life, His life, is the light of men. Verse 5, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overpower it. Verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now again, let me do a grammatical correction, because the word among us, let me just read what it says in my version. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. But here's the correct grammatical language. And the Word became flesh and dwelt in us, and we beheld the glory. Now, Christ, though God, very God, came and clothed Himself in our humanity. Not in our pristine humanity, but in our fallen, temptable humanity. For He was tempted in every way like unto us, yet without sin. So Jesus became human. He was God, very God, and human. But He makes it really clear throughout Scripture that He laid down His right. It's called the kenosis. He emptied Himself of His right to live out of His deity. And He lived His life as Spirit-filled man, as the second Adam, to show us how we, the sons and daughters of Adam, were intended to live as Spirit-filled people. And in the process, He became us, reconciling us back to God. Jesus was clothed in your humanity, and the Word became flesh and dwelt in us. Jesus, as our representative, as our vicarious human, was clothed vicariously in all of our humanity. And He walked through this world, and the darkness did not overcome Him. In Him is life, and the life is the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. So Jesus, as man, as Spirit-filled man, walked through this world of darkness. Darkness is speaking of human brokenness, the brokenness of this fallen world of sin. And Jesus walked through this world as light. And though darkness attacked Him, He was tempted in every way, yet darkness did not overcome him. Now, Jesus says about Jesus, he was in him his life, and his life is the light of men. His life is the light of men. His life is the light of men. His life is your light. His life is my light. The way to get rid of darkness is not by yelling at it, not by being frustrated with it, not just by being disappointed about it. You can't come up with prayers that make it go away. You can't come up with some kind of formula that you repeat over and over again and make it go away. The only way to get rid of darkness is to turn light on. And darkness can't overcome light. You can beg and plead and wish you could be set free from areas of darkness in your life. What do I mean? Again, what do I mean by darkness? Am I talking about horrible things like, you know, hatred, you know, bitterness, cruelty, all those things? Yes. But how about fear? How about worry? How about anxiety? How about greed and lust? How about insecurity and pride? How about control and anger? How about frustration and complaining? How offendable are you? How easily are you offended? Do you take everything and interpret it through the lenses of rejection and offense? Those are darknesses that we deal with every day. What about complaining? That's darkness. Yet how can I walk and all those things cause are the cause of your suffering? All those things, sin is the cause of our internal brokenness and suffering. Now, how do we not be overcome by that? How can we not be overcome by that? The only way is for us to walk in light. But Jesus is the light of the world. Again, he says, in him is life, and he, and the life is the light of men. He already showed us the Word became flesh and dwelt in us, and we beheld the glory. We've quoted this verse often. This is from John 16:33, really significant about the incarnation. In this world, Jesus said, you will have tribulation. Darkness will surround you. But be of good cheer, he said. Take courage, for I have overcome the world. You see, Jesus, when the Word was made flesh and dwelt in us, he is our representative. He is our vicarious human representing us. He walked through this fallen world, and darkness not overcome him. He's proven, clothed in your humanity, that he can overcome. And now, as Christians, the life of Christ, which is the light of men, now lives in me. Christ in me, the hope of glory. The Word became flesh and dwelt in us, and we beheld the glory. And dwelt in us, and we beheld the glory. Christ in you, Christ in me, is our hope of experiencing, living in the realm of, and experiencing the manifestation of his presence in our life and through our life and his nature and all the aspects of his nature. And when the one who lives in you, who is light, as you're abiding in him and Christ himself is shining in you and through you, darkness may surround you, but darkness will not overcome you, because he's the overcomer. He's already proven it. Do you see that? You see, because Christ is not overcome, he's proven he was tempted to complain, and he didn't give in to it. He was tempted to be frustrated or impatient. He was tempted to be cruel. He was tempted to worry, to be fearful, to be anxious. He was tempted to be angry, resentful, bitter. He was tempted to stay offended. He was tempted to lust. He was tempted for all those things, envy, and tempted to be jealous. And yet none of those things overcame him. And as long as we're abiding in the one who is the light, who lives in us, we once again are making manifest the incarnational Christ, clothed in our human flesh. And we get to experience, as we do, the wonders of living in the realm of conscious glory. We talked about this last week. Christmas is about incarnation. Incarnation is about God clothing himself in flesh. Incarnation is about union. And union is about glory. You see, this, when it says in verse 9, there was the true light, Jesus, which coming into the world has now enlightened every man. Jesus is in his humanity, walking victoriously with God in this fallen world, enlightens all of us that we can live a life as an overcomer instead of constantly being overcome by the downward pull of sin. We can live the life of an overcomer because the overcomer has clothed himself in us. His light is our life. This is the way of life that Jesus lives. He showed us in his earthly life this way of life. He lives that life in us. He is that way of life in us. He is the truth about every situation because he's the life. He is this victorious life. He is this life of manifest glory that we get to participate in. This is Christmas. When you see a picture or you have a manger scene and then you have this creche and this baby and this manger, that's cute and wonderful and all that, yes. But what that says to us, this is the hope of humanity. Not just that he died for us, but that he lived as us. And now he lives in us, clothed in our humanity. And we get now to experience glory. And we can walk through a world full of darkness and not be overcome by the darkness. Because Christ, his life, is our light. Amen. Amen. I pray that the Christmas reality, which is the biggest gift of all you've received, the indwelling Christ, saved in his life, that you would, the wonders of the incarnation, the wonders that you are an incarnational person, the wonders that you are the body of Christ, and that Jesus himself, as the light of the world, is living through you. That's why John said that we are the light of the world, because we carry in him his life, and his life is the light of men. We carry the light of the life of Jesus. And so I pray that you'll experience the wonders of that, that no matter what happens in these next few days, no matter what kind of behavior of the people around you, that you won't get stressed out, because Jesus doesn't do stress out. You won't get upset and nervous. You won't get angry or frustrated or disappointed. But you'll know the wonders of being clothed, being the suit of clothes that Jesus wears to the circumstances of your life. Okay, love you. Take care.